It's time again for our occasional look at films and filmmakers from Wisconsin. Today's movie answers the age-old question, but will it play in Peoria? The Entertainers is a documentary profiling six of America's best ragtime piano players competing in the world's greatest old-time piano player competition. Here's a clip.
Like most American pop music, it started out with, it was a black thing. They took marches, the marches that white people were listening to and playing, and they would syncopate them a lot and make them snappy.
If you listen to a march, everything is on the beat, even with the Mickey Mouse march and the Stars and Stripes Forever. Then you get into the ragtime, and it's off the beat, and that's what makes you move.
In the 1920s, ragtime just evolved into jazz.
Jazz then went into swing music. Swing became rhythm and blues. Rhythm and blues became rock and roll.
Everything else that we call popular music, even all the way to hip-hop, came from ragtime in one way or another.
Producer and director Nick Holly is a graduate of the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He made The Entertainers with his friend and filmmaking partner Michael Zimmer. They'll be featured on Director's Cut on Wisconsin Public Television tomorrow night. Holly tells host Pete Schwabe it wasn't hard to find characters passionate about what they consider to be the most enduring form of popular music in American history.
There's several dozen people that compete each year, and you know, everybody is really talented, and they all have wonderful personalities and friendly and varying backgrounds. But I think certain characters sort of emerged as being like, we've got to have them in
the
movie.
Right. Are these people really that competitive? They want to win that bad? They just seem like they're having fun, you know?
We couldn't really get them to come out and say, like,
I'll do anything.
I'll do anything. But I think we kind of learned to just sit back and let their stress and their kind of pacing around before they play kind of be captured on screen.
Here's a clip to give you some idea how competitive these nice guys can be.
I did a Weasley thing last year. I knew that Russell Wilson was playing Sweet Georgia Brown because he's a nice guy and he told me. So I decided to learn it and play it as fast and as complicated as I could.
And he said, okay, Russell's playing Sweet Georgia Brown. I'm going to play Sweet Georgia Brown too, and I'm going to do it better. And he did.
What a great built-in soundtrack, too. Do you cheer for any of these guys, or do you have to stay impartial?
It's really hard to dislike any of these people. You just want all of them to do well because they care so much, and they just have just these neat, really funny personalities that you just root for. It's impossible not to, I think.
You can root for your favorite old-time piano player tomorrow night at 10 on Wisconsin Public Television. The world's greatest old-time piano player competition is next week in Peoria, Illinois.